Hi, I'm John Osbrook with this week's edition of Cleveland Jazz History. In the 1930s and 40s, there was a very thin line between jazz and popular music. Then in the 1960s, jazz fragmented into a variety of sub-styles, and most bands today stick to one of those styles. But there's one group in Cleveland now that ignores that trend and performs a wide variety of jazz and popular styles.
By mere fist of shame, please let me explain. By mere fist of shame means that you're grand.
The six-piece group is called Red Light Roxy and features singer Eileen Burns.
I'll explain. It means you're the fairest in the land.
A talented and versatile vocalist, Eileen Burns grew up in the Cleveland suburb of Brooklyn and has performed in many local theatrical productions at Pickwick and Frolic on East 4th Street for 5 years, and in 2012 became the girl singer of the touring Glenn Miller Ghost Band. She toured the nation and the world and recorded with the Miller Orchestra and returned to Cleveland in 2013. That's when Red Light Roxy was formed, according to the group's pianist, Joe Hunter.
Essentially, the band was built around Eileen Burns, who was the singer in town that we all were very fond of. And you know, she went on with the Miller Band because she's such a unique vocalist. So when she came off the road with the Miller Band, then we really got focused on, you know, getting the book together and you know, get the songs together. And Dave Sterner, the saxophone player, has done a lot of writing and to put together the charts and stuff.
Hunter says the unusual name of the group, Red Light Roxy, was chosen to recall an earlier era of musical energy that existed on downtown Cleveland's Entertainment Street, Vincent Avenue.
It's a reference to the Roxy over on East 9th by Short Vincent, the old burlesque years. That's somehow being referenced in the title. Because the music, it kind of is inspired by a certain era. Late 40s, 50s, jump swing, you know, that you might have heard it at the Roxy, perhaps.
Playing with singer Eileen Burns are five of Cleveland's leading jazz musicians. Pianist Joe Hunter says the group's saxophone player is also the music director.
Dave Sterner is a colleague of mine at Cuyahoga Community College. He's been teaching down there. I met him through my involvement and his involvement in the Fat Tuesday Big Band, Ernie Kribda's ensemble. You know, he's a great educator, great player, all-around great saxophone player. Demetrius Steinmetz is on bass, another colleague from Cuyahoga Community College. So I think I met him through Tri-C and through the Ernie Kribda project. And we do a lot of work together in trio things. He was featured on my last record.
There's almost a family feel about Red Light Roxy. The guitarist is veteran studio musician Darvis Atkins.
The guitar player is one of my oldest friends in the world. We've known each other and been very good friends since the mid-70s. And he's been my brother-in-law now for some 20-odd years. So we were in bands together in the 80s. We've known each other for a long, long time. And I'm really thrilled to be able to have him in the band and to be, you know, collaborating with him again.
And the current drummer is a Clevelander who was featured on one of his records, saxophonist Phil Woods.
Initially, the band, we had Paul Samuels, and now we have Glenn Davis. Glenn and I have done a lot of shows at Nighttown with various national artists that have come through.
This group of five excellent and versatile jazz musicians backed singer Eileen Burns at an almost sold-out performance at the Music Settlement's Bob Stock, performing a wide variety of musical styles.
Heavily steeped in the traditions of what used to be called many years ago R&B, rhythm and blues, people like Louis Jordan, Wynonie Harris, that jump swing, you know, early R&B music. Jazz, because we're all seasoned jazz. We all have a deep love and appreciation for the blues, and the blues is very well represented. And again, we have this great vocalist who just, you know, is so refreshing. I just think Eileen is, our secret weapon.
With singer Eileen Burns, Red Light Roxy also performs in a wide variety of settings, not just jazz clubs. They do shows at a number of swing dance parties and summer outdoor concerts.
you know, a good show a month. And in the summertime, we do the gazebo circuit, you know, outside jobs. And, you know, and we've been lucky enough to be part of the Tri-C Jazz Fest for 2 years on, you know, outside when they set the music up on Euclid, which is really, really exciting.
There's no question about the jazz credentials of the members of Red Light Roxy, but the group is willing to branch out in a variety of different styles, including Broadway show tunes and early popular songs, in addition to R&B, jump, swing, and the blues. As a result, the group is appealing to a much wider audience than many strictly jazz groups. This is Cleveland Jazz History. I'm Joe Mossberg.